Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Your protection, how you saved us, saved Ruth, kept her from harm, not only from the cars, but even individuals who could have tried to do harm to her. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed her to meet Mesa, I think it was. And we just pray for you to bless her. Thank you for the officer that also helped. And we just thank you, Lord, that you keep your angels of protection around us. You promised you did, and you held true to your word. So, Lord, I pray that you would help us to understand your word as we open it up today. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. So you guys can stay, because we're not going to. So I'm not going to finish the message on temptation. I'm only going to cover a couple of 3 points. So let's get in. So the part we're on is how to defeat temptation. Everybody say, how do we defeat temptation? So the first thing we have to do is we have to always learn from past temptations. If we don't learn from past temptations, then we will be subject to fall into the same trap over and over again. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 6 through 12. And it says this. Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, rose up to play, nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell, nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents, nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now, this is verse 11 is where we want to land. All these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. So what he's telling us is that we need to see not only what's in Scripture, but look in our past life circumstances and see where the enemy tripped us up and learn to prepare for those kinds of attacks on our lives. Amen? So we have to learn from our past mistakes. Otherwise, we will continue to repeat them. Everybody knows the old adage, and I'm not sure if I say this right, but they say, if you don't learn from history, you're bound to repeat it. Now, the thing about humans, we don't learn from history because we are constantly moved to do things that the enemy moves us to do, and we don't stop to think that this may be a trick. So we continue to fall into the same holes that we dug in ourselves. Amen? So the second point, everybody say second point. It says, use the word like Jesus did when you're faced with his temptations. And we know that Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11 is when Jesus was tempted by the devil. And all he did was to the devil, he didn't debate with him. He didn't argue about what he said, whether he was right or not. He just told him, this is what the word says. So let's say verse 4 says this. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 says this. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now, remember, Jesus had just been fasting for 40 days. So do you think that Jesus was a little bit hungry? come on, y'all go 3 days. And yes, boy, hurry up, pray so we can eat. So 40 days, although your body might have shut down by then, you still are thinking, man, if we could only eat. So the enemy knew that he was hungry. That's why he came to him with this temptation. But Jesus did not allow his desire for food to allow him to fall prey to the temptation of the enemy. Because had Jesus, and this is the point of temptation. Temptation is to get you to do at the direction of your flesh or the devil something that God did not give you permission to do. Or even if God gave you permission to do, you're doing it at his direction. Are you with me here? So you're no longer being led by the Spirit. You're now being led by the devil. And so now, anytime he leads you, he's going to lead you into death. So even if Jesus was legitimately hungry, could have legitimately turned rocks into bread, he would not do it at his direction. Are you with me? This is the point of temptation. It's not that. There are things that the enemy tells you to do that are wrong outright. There's some things he tries to get you to do that are not wrong, but they're at his direction. You follow the difference? And so whenever you follow his lead, you lose your shepherd. Because Jesus said, my sheep, come on, talk to me. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So if they won't follow strangers, and the enemy is a stranger, the worst stranger on the planet, you're now no longer following the shepherd, you're following a stranger. So don't allow him to coax you into doing things, even if you feel, everybody say feel. See, we are people of feelings. And God made us that way. But we are not to be led by our feelings. We're supposed to be led by the Word and the Spirit. Amen? That's what keeps us from falling into sin, because our feelings want us to do a lot of things that we have no business doing. Amen? So when you are faced with temptation, use the Word. And the devil also told him to jump down off the building. He says, and you know, for the Bible says the angels will give, he'll give the angels charge over you and they'll catch you. Well, they might catch Jesus, but God didn't tell Jesus to jump off the building. So they're not going to catch him. Amen. He was telling them to commit suicide. Do you know that Jesus had suicidal thoughts? That's a strange thing to say, but this is it right here. He's telling him right here. That's where suicidal thoughts come from. It comes from the devil. And he's trying to get the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to commit suicide. You never thought of it that way, did you? But Jesus had a response. He says, you don't tempt God. You don't put God to the test. Amen? So when you're faced with a temptation, use the Word. And then the last thing that we're going to cover today is look for a way out of your temptation that God has promised to provide. Everybody say, look for a way out. Look for the first exit sign. Even he knows that one. And that's 1 Corinthians 10:13. So we're already in 1 Corinthians, so just go down a few verses. Or actually, we moved to Matthew, sorry. 1 Corinthians 10:13. And it says, no temptation. Everybody say, no temptation. No is another way of saying all temptation. There is no temptation that is not, that has overtaken you or taken us or you, except such as is common to man. We don't have any, you know, a lot of people want to be unique. Well, you know, you just don't know what I'm going through. I may not individually know, but God does. And he says, and nothing that you're going through is uncommon to human experience. So don't, and see, this is another trick of the enemy. Well, you're special. You know, people can't understand you because you've gone, they don't understand what you've gone through. No, we don't understand everything you've gone through, but let's be honest. Are you a human being or not? Huh? Are you, or did you, do you have an antler on your head and we don't have one? Or do you have forearms and we only have two? No, it says no temptation that has overcome, come on you, that is not common to man. But God is faithful. Everybody say, God is faithful. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Now that's where most people stop. People always say stuff, well, if God didn't think I was able to bear this, he would not put this, allow me to go through this. That's not what the Bible says. He says, beyond what you're able, that's a comma, not a period. For those of you who remember your grammatical laws, comma is a pause, it's not the end. Amen? And it says, but God is not able, will not able, well, let me go, will slow down. Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but, which is a conjunction, what's your function? Putting phrases together. That's what it's but supposed to be, right? You guys remember that old cartoon? what the temptation will also make a way, the way of escape, that you will be able to bear it. Huh? So it's not that you have to bear the temptation, that he wants you to get out of the temptation. Then you can bear it. Amen? Please don't allow people to quote that scripture incorrectly. Because they do it all the time. God, it won't put more than on me than I'm able to bear. We always love our backpack of sorrow. Lord, you gave me a load that I'll be able to bear. No, he said, cast your cares on me. He says, all you that are labor and heavy laden, come unto me and I'll give you rest. Take my load upon, my yoke upon you. Put yours down and take mine up. Amen? Stop trying to be Mr. and Mrs. Martyr. Mr. and Mrs. Burden Bearers. God is your burden bearer. Amen? And he said, you will be able to escape. So the picture we get, and I know it's already 10 after. The picture I get is Joseph. He's the perfect picture of a person who looked for the first exit. She came in, tried to take his clothes off, but he's still running with no, he said, look, they may get my clothes, but they ain't going to get me. He could have made a song. They may have my clothes, but they ain't got me. Hey, they may have my clothes, but they ain't got me. Amen. He got out of there. Now, they lied on him. He still got in trouble, but he did not get in trouble for what they wanted to get him in trouble for. And he knew that he was right, and God knew, and he exalted him. Look where he exalted him after that. Hallelujah. Took him out of slavery, and he made him a, they call him prime minister, but the Bible just said he was the second under Pharaoh. But we have to look to get away from temptation, because if we tease with it, play with it, coddle it, keep it close to us, we're going to fall into it. So you have to look for the way of escape that God will make for you. And that's all I'm going to cover today. We'll cover the last three next week. So I just want to thank God. I want to say this before I go. For those that are preparing to speak in the future, I know sometimes when you guys get up here, you get nervous. And it's important that you do this. Write down your messages. Write them. Sometimes you just write the whole thing out. If you're so nervous that you're not going to remember, so just write it all out, scriptures and all, so that when your Bible don't work like it don't sometimes, you have it there anyway. And the Bibles are always behind you, so don't panic, because a lot of times, oh, my Bible's not working. My Bible, well, it's over there, so don't panic. And then as you get more seasoned in this, then you can do outlines only. Outlines are just your main points. And then sometimes you just do the scriptures, the point, a word, and then go from there. But I remember that, and this is an illegal thing, a friend of mine, we do depositions. Those of you guys don't know what a deposition is. A deposition is, I'm rambling, but I'm not. A deposition is when you do the testimony of somebody, not before a court, but before a court reporter. And my friend told me, I write the whole deposition out. Some depositions can be 8 hours. I said, you write it all out? I said, that's insane. But he gets paid by the hour, so yeah, he writes it all out. But I only do the subject matter because I've done it long enough. And when it comes to my messages, I only have the main points. So just remember, if you're prone to be nervous, write more out. That way you won't forget it. And God will help you if you don't allow your nerves to keep you from hearing. Amen. Because some folks are so nervous they just want to get finished. But take your time. Amen. Allow God to use you. And also remember this, and then I am going to close. There is a word that you specifically need to communicate. There is an idea that God has given you to specifically communicate. Are you with me here? Make sure you communicate that idea when you're up here. Amen? That's why we always talk about, I was waiting for God to give me a word, and God usually just gives you an idea, a concept, and then you pieces the scriptures together to support it. But you've got to communicate that idea that he has, because that is what thus saith the Lord. That is the word that he came to give us. All right? So that's just, I just wanted to say, I've been meaning to tell you guys all this that I've been preaching. Not that you're doing anything wrong. Don't get me wrong. This is just my job. Amen? So let's stand. We're going home. So it's 12:14.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.